Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio from midday till 1, Monday to Friday.
Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 12 midday on Manx Radio. The COVID test numbers as of 4 o'clock yesterday, 19,025 tests. 19,021 have been concluded. Four people waiting results of a test. 44 people awaiting tests. Total number of active cases, just one isolated individual, a non-community case. That's the way it is. We'll have an update at 4 o'clock today on Manx Radio. The situation in Jersey, though, is somewhat different. Ashley Tracy is the host of the morning show on BBC Radio Jersey. Ashley, when we last spoke, it all seemed to be going so well. What's happened?
I wish I could give you a solid answer, just to go through some of our stats, Andy. So different to yours, honestly. Watching from afar, seeing how the Isle of Man has done compared to Jersey, just in completely a different place to us. So at the minute, 536 people are known to have COVID-19. 23 of those are in hospital. Two patients are being cared for in intensive care. That's at the Jersey General in St Helier's and not at the Nightingale. That still hasn't been used. 1,700 people still waiting on their test results and almost 4,000 people in isolation at the moment. They've been told to isolate because they've come into contact with somebody who's tested positive. That's out of a population of 106,000 people. So completely different to the situation that you're in the Isle of Man.
What happened? Because the last time we spoke, the traffic light system seemed to be working.
Yeah.
The economy was working. Everybody seemed to be happy.
Well, what's happened is I think people have relaxed too far, and we've learned about three sort of major social gatherings which have seen, we believe, a total of 1,600 direct contacts sort of come off the back of it. So these smaller clusters, people who have been kind of gathering together, one person's tested positive, they've passed it to the next person, who's passed it to the next person. And we've just seen this exponential growth. It's sort of, if you track it back to the weekend surrounding Halloween, so maybe there were a few parties that had more than, you know, the recommended number of people, and we've just seen the cases sort of go up and up and up ever since then. We've heard about clusters in gyms as well. So gyms have been closed in the last week or so. Seven clusters in gyms, lots of direct contacts off the back of that. And so, unfortunately, it's in the community, Andy. So it's just, you know, that R rate, that R number that we hear them talk about in the UK. We speak a lot about it in Jersey. It's between sort of 1.5 and 2. So it's basically every one person that has coronavirus in Jersey is passing on to at least another, up to 2.
What's
happening.
What's Christmas going to look like, Ashley? What about the pubs, the clubs, the restaurants?
We don't know. 2 weeks on Friday and we don't know. We've had a difficult week. We know that we're going to have to wear masks in shops when we're doing our Christmas shopping, sending our cards in the post office. Lots of people working from home. Pubs and restaurants closed again. So we had the first weekend of not being able to go to the pub. Weird in December, right? Normally you've got your Christmas jumper on, you're going out for a sherry. They're closed until the new year. Loads of takeaways. Mums and dads worried about sending their kids to school and pulling them out of school a little bit earlier. Contact tracers swamped with the number of calls to the helpline. We had testing robots at the lab have a bit of a hard day at the office on Saturday. They stopped working. They were fixed pretty quickly, though, but it's meant further delays on test results and therefore longer isolation for some people. We're told to expect advice by the end of the week on a sort of bubble system. We were told that last Friday. We were told that yesterday that we would hear details of it. But as it stands at the moment, I spoke to a caller from St John who called me. He said, I live on my own. I don't know if I can go to my daughter's or my son's house for Christmas yet. You know, we're days away from it. Still no news from the government on that. They're saying they're focusing on other things at the moment, like mask wearing. That legislation was brought in this time last week, like the hospitality circuit breaker, they're calling it. And we heard last night that as of Monday the 14th, we'll see the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine in the island that will be given to people in care homes. So I suppose you could say they've had a fair bit on their plate.
What about this? I heard about a petition to close the schools. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's got very close to 4,000 signatures. Mums and dads just worried about sending their kids to school. We've heard that 13 schools and colleges have been affected either by teaching staff testing positive or having to go into isolation, and therefore not, you know, there not being enough teachers to actually be able to do the curriculum, you know, your history, your English, maths, that sort of thing, but also pupils testing positive and taking entire year groups out. So year nine in one high school, one person tests positive, one pupil, and that means the whole school has to go home until they get their test results to say that they are negative. And actually, I think it's two results. So you're looking at least a week in isolation, a day zero test and a day five test.
Ashley Tracy's from BBC Radio Jersey with us today. Ashley, what's the view of how the states are handling this, the view of the government, the view of the Chief Minister, the First Minister?
The Chief Minister, Senator John LaFondre, has had a bit of a bad rep. In fact, only 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago possibly now, it's a long time in coronavirus world, isn't it? There was a vote of no confidence in the state. So he was, there was a whole day of debate where Senator Christina Moore, who's a backbencher here, said, we don't trust him. We don't think he's leading the island to his best ability, given the situation. We think somebody else could do a better job. You know, things are starting to unravel. Look where we are now. That was maybe 3 weeks, a month ago. But he survived that. So, you know, the majority of politicians in the state said, no, we believe he is the right man for the job. He needs to continue doing what he's doing because, you know, slotting someone else in would be more difficult at this stage. I think the feeling on the ground is, though, that he, alongside with the health minister, Deputy Richard Rennes, are just too slow to react to things. People saying that the face mask legislation should have been introduced months ago. Actually, we probably should have been in a lockdown at, you know, the start of November when we started to see the cases increase. People still calling for a lockdown, even though last night the Chief Minister saying, no, actually, we're in an all right place with this hospitality circuit breaker. I think if you were to ask anybody on the street, has the Chief Minister done a good job, you'd struggle to find somebody who said yes. Although, if you look at social media comments, a lot of people saying, well, actually, the government are doing all they can. It's down to us as islanders now to really grasp the nettle, you know, face, space, all that kind of business. Yeah.
That was going to be my next question to you. You obviously feel calls, texts and emails every morning on the breakfast show. What's the feeling amongst the population about discipline on the island of Jersey?
Interesting. You joined us on the breakfast show yesterday and you talked about the numbers of people who found themselves banged up because they hadn't followed the rules in the Isle of Man. We had a lot of people get in touch with us after our conversation when you'd said that, saying actually they seem to have just taken a much tougher stance up in the Isle of Man in comparison to here in Jersey. And perhaps if we'd have been a bit stronger in terms of sending people to Lamoille, the prison here, maybe that would have deterred people from breaking the rules, breaking isolation rules, that sort of thing. We did hear about some people getting into trouble, but certainly not the numbers that you've seen in the Isle of Man. So I think, again, perhaps islanders would have preferred to see more people fined or sent to prison if they weren't following the rules. We certainly haven't seen or heard as much of it as what it seems as though you have.
Ashley, I know it's difficult for you personally. You were hoping, when was the last time you were back on the Isle of Man?
Back in January last year, so I'm going to go over that year mark. And do you know what? I've made my peace with it now, Andy, because actually I was very lucky that my mum and sister managed to come to Jersey in October. They managed to swing in and out just before the travel restrictions really clamped down again. I know you talked about our traffic light system. Basically everywhere's in the red now, so there's very few people coming back to the island. So they managed to come down for a really lovely weekend. That kind of topped up my my kind of family bank, if you know what I mean. So they're all in the Isle of Man. They came here and then went back and did their 14 days of mandatory isolation, all okay. So thank goodness for that, you know, and so I'll just have a very lovely Christmas here instead. I've done it. I've spent time in Jersey at Christmas time before, so, and it is my home now. I'll be on air, which is the closest thing I feel like to being at home, you know, in Farm Hill Meadows with Iris and Pete and my sister Emma.
Okay, so just tell me, when do you think, I mean, obviously everything is red now for anybody coming into yeah. Jersey. When do they think things may change? Is it early in the new year?
I suppose in terms of the traffic light system of people kind of coming to us, I think that will depend on the situation in the UK primarily. I think in terms of the island situation at the moment with the number of cases, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Pubs and restaurants are supposed to open on the 4th of January. I think, again, that will depend on the island's behaviour as a whole, you know, whether people actually respect those rules. I think there are concerns that because pubs are closed, people are just going to have parties at home. So perhaps the spread could continue that way. But fingers crossed they don't. They follow the advice and we look forward to finding out who we can spend Christmas with. Let me just say, it sounds all doom and gloom down here, but there have been some lovely things happening. Big charity appeal at the weekend, raised £130,000 for families who've had a really tough time this year. Loads of people eating in to help out. The Big Jersey Takeaway, a hashtag on social media. The Real Housewives of Jersey are on the telly later on this month. I don't know if you've seen the adverts, Andy. And the lights went up really early, blasting out Chris Rea and Mariah Carey. The music kind of blaring out the speakers in town makes it still feel pretty Christmassy. I suppose all we want for Christmas, though, is your case numbers in the Isle of Man. And I wouldn't mind a visit as well at some point. I wouldn't mind coming.
Ashley, it's always fantastic to talk to you. We're not going to talk until the new year. So from everybody on the Isle of Man, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, no luck now. Bye.
Thanks for talking to us today. That's Ashley Tracy from BBC Radio Jersey and the view from the Channel Islands. My word, aren't we doing well? Alan's with us. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good afternoon.
Okay, what's Hello? On your mind, Alan? Yeah, you're live on the air.
I'm ringing up just to find out whether it's true or not that the Manx Grand Prix Classic is going to be on for 21.
They're planning for it to happen. They're planning for it to happen. And also, we don't yet know. I mean, at the moment, the people behind the Southern 100 are planning for that to happen as well, but they won't give a firm yes or no until the new year. But as it stands at the moment, the Classic and the Manx Grand Prix are set to go ahead.
Is that just penciled in or for definite?
Well, they're planning for it. As long as everything goes with a fair wind, the vaccine works and the border regime relaxes. Obviously, at the moment, we've got closed borders on the Isle of Man. But if everything goes, if we have a fair wind, it is set to go ahead next August.
So would it be a good thing to say it'd be best to, or we could book tickets for the boats now?
I would say, well, I wouldn't take my word, but I mean, yes, why not? Because, of course, if you don't use it, then you get your money back. But I mean, they're planning for the Manx Grand Prix and the Classic TT to go ahead.
Great. Fantastic. That's all we need today.
All right. Whereabouts are you, Alan?
I'm in Sheffield in England.
Oh, my word. And how's your Christmas going so far?
So-so. It's just another day, really.
Okay.
When the bikes roll out on the road or in the Isle of Man, I'll be happy.
When were you last on the island for TT or Grand Prix?
Last year.
Oh, my word. And a good one it was too as well. Well, thanks for calling to us. Thanks for calling today, Alan. Good to talk to you. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks, Alan, in Sheffield today. My word. Don't you suddenly feel very happy to be on the Isle of Man?
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
It's 20 past 12.
If I have the current vaccine jab when I'm offered, I'm 80, and which I understand does not prevent COVID but helps with being ill with it, will I be able to have the jab that prevents COVID if it was available later? Also, if the current one does not give immunity from the COVID, does that mean I would be infectious and pass the virus on to others, possibly? Or is testing and self-isolating still to continue, even if we've had the jab that is on offer at the moment?
21 minutes past 12. We're going to be putting questions to the Chief Minister on Thursday Concerning the vaccine, exactly when it's going to be rolled out? Well, obviously the vaccine is supposedly on the Isle of Man today. When it's actually going to start, we'll find out. The vaccine's good news. Me personally, I want to wait and see how it goes in others and in other places before I take a chance on the vaccine. Because who fact checks the fact checkers in this regard? Do they mark their own homework? Although it's my body, my choice, I really don't want the authorities to put me into social exile and segregation if I don't take it. I've heard that without having the vaccine, certain companies may not employ or serve you. Hope it doesn't happen on the Isle of Man. Interesting, isn't it? A few months ago, when we were in the position of... we were in lockdown, of course, for a while. Everybody was desperate to find the vaccine. Now it's here. Some people are a bit sceptical of it. I just wonder... well, that says, with so many people returning to the Isle of Man, says Pat, for Christmas, the want to send out a stronger warning based on what's happening in Jersey. Break any isolation rules and instant 6 months in prison. I think no exception, says Pat. Well, you heard Ashley Tracy say, during this whole pandemic, I've been representing the Isle of Man on the breakfast show on BBC Radio Jersey, just giving them a feeling of what's happening. And... people were being sent to Derby earlier on this year, they kind of narrowed their eyes in Jersey about what was happening. And, well, now probably they wish they'd done the same. A note in the Jersey's cases have suddenly gone up because they've dramatically increased their PCR testing. PCR testing isn't reliable, says this anonymous correspondent. Peter from Glen May, this is. Perfectly healthy people are being forced to isolate for no reason at all. I think the second wave is fallacious, says Peter. A note in just regarding the Grand Prix as well. Lots of people saying, hurrah for the Grand Prix next year. Well, it's being planned. It's being planned. Let's just say that at the moment. It is being planned. Whether or not, of course, it happens depends on what happens regarding COVID-19. So we'll see. This coming Thursday, we're live. The final get-together in schools, in the high schools. This Thursday, we're at QE2 High School in Peel, which was the school... we did the outside broadcast from 4 days before lockdown in March of this year. Crikey, how the world has changed. So looking forward to seeing what's happening with the students in the QE2 school in Peel. Last Thursday, do you remember Ballacameen High School? Lots of very, very forceful points being put forward.
I feel that it's actually really important that we have contraception freely available in the school, because in the UK we have some of the highest teen pregnancy rates in all of Western Europe, and we're actually one of the only countries that doesn't offer contraception in schools for students aged old enough to consent. I feel there's a lot of stigma around the topic because, I mean, everybody here is old enough to consent to sex. I think that it's for a mixture of reasons. A, older people, I feel, struggle to talk about sex with young people. I think that that's partly because it's an uncomfortable subject for anybody to talk about. But I think it's particularly because they can remember, our teachers at school can remember when we were in year seven, you know? And it's difficult to say to someone, I remember when you were picking your nose in my lesson, I had to tell you to stop, and now you want to have free condoms in our school. And also with parents, because I remember when you were a little baby in blankets, they want to protect you from things in life. And I think that that's part of the reason young people find it really hard to talk about contraception. I've had some surveys online that would suggest that men feel it's a stigma that it's a woman's responsibility to provide condoms. And that for some sort of sexual activity, it's the woman who should arrive with the condoms as opposed to the man. And I feel that that's a big part of the stigma, that men somehow feel that they're almost, some men, obviously not all men, feel that they're somehow exempt from having to discuss it because it's not their job.
That was the voice of Megan. Do you remember Megan had a lot to say on Thursday amongst the other students at Ballacameen? We learned from the sixth formers and from Megan that members of the staff were providing sanitary items, feminine hygiene items, for female students because some were unable to afford such essential items. It's a term now that's coming to parlance known as period poverty. So, and actually the head of sixth form was paying out of his own pocket for feminine hygiene products, because they noticed on the absence records certain girls, certain young women, were taking the same amount of time off per month, and they put two and two together. So that's happening in schools, in high school, on an affluent island like the Isle of Man. And also the question of contraception being available in schools. And as Megan said, difficult conversation. Nobody pretends anything otherwise. It's a very difficult conversation. But I wonder what your thoughts are on the fact that whether contraception should be available in high schools. Obviously, well, at Ballacameen, it's very easy because Ballacameen has a very defined sixth form block. You literally go, it's the kind of far end of the school, the end towards Westminster Terrace Lane. That's all sixth form, so it's fairly easy to do that. I just wonder what your thoughts are. Text 166177, email studio at manxradio.com, call 66 1368. Peter needs to do his homework, not what he reads on social media, says our correspondent. Well, crikey, social media, what a part that's played in the pandemic, for good or otherwise. COVID vaccine, says Sue. I can't find a vaccination plan on the government website. I understand the vulnerable and the elderly will be vaccinated first, so I assume it'll be the frontline government staff, such as job centre staff, who will be next. We need to make sure our civil servants don't get overlooked, says Sue. Well, obviously, it's been well documented. The priority people are people in care homes. They will get the first jab as soon as possible. And then, obviously, there'll be another one in 3 weeks' time, which takes us to Christmas time, past Christmas time. So the rest of us, I suppose, in the new year. Whether or not you will want to take the vaccine, obviously, Mr. Ashford has said many times, no mandatory vaccination. If you don't want to have the vaccine, you will not be forced to have it. Whether or not there'll be any sort of certification process afterwards, or whether or not if you're leaving the Isle of Man, going to other jurisdictions, you may have to show that you've had a jab, well, we don't know as yet.
Manx Radio, the nation's Christmas station.
The station I have on in my sling.
What's too hot in summer and too cold in winter? Your conservatory. Well now, Phoenix Windows can convert your conservatory roof with a solid, lightweight, insulated roof to turn your conservatory into a room you can comfortably use all year round. Phoenix Windows, for free estimates, free surveys, bespoke made-to-measure windows, guaranteed work, and all-island coverage. For your free, no-obligation quotation, call 816628 or visit phoenixwindows-iom.com.
As the year draws to a close, Harding Lewis would like to say how proud we are to support and advise local businesses. Being there for our clients to guide them through these challenging times has been rewarding and has strengthened our commitment to offer the highest level of service to our wonderful island community. If you want to face the future with an experienced firm of chartered accountants as your business partner, visit hardinglewis.com or check out our Facebook page. See more, do more, together.
Mike's Motors of Castletown is your local, family-owned car, commercial and motorhome dealer. We are open 7 days a week, with finance easily arranged and part exchange available. We buy and sell motorhomes, perfect for a little staycation. Find us on Facebook or at mikesmotors.im for our latest deals. Or call the team for an appointment on 823200. That's 823200. Happy camping, campers!
Qplus.co.il. For your new bathroom, visit Qplus, the largest bathroom showroom on the island. With over 50 stunning displays from leading brands, including hundreds of bathroom fittings, tiles and flooring. Qplus provide free design and 4D virtual display, so you can really see how your new bespoke bathroom will look. Visit Snugbra Trading Estate or see online. Qplus. You imagine, we design. Qplus.co.il.
It's another Caroline North weekend and time for the Christmas party. There's our usual selection of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s and just into the 90s, and one or two Christmas songs as well. The weekend and prizes are sponsored by RushJets and InFlightGoods.com. So join us here at Caroline North this weekend.
Radio Caroline North on 648 and 1368 AM with Manx Radio.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good to have you along. It's 12:30 on The Man in Line, and lots of comment coming in about what's been happening in Jersey and exactly what we need to do about this. I don't think taxpayers should pay for free contraception in schools. If the children, if the kids can afford to get tattoos, hair and nails done, they can surely buy their own. Well, maybe not all children can afford tattoo, nails and hair done as well. And it is a matter of fact that the British Isles has a very high rate, in fact, one of the highest rates in Europe, of teenage pregnancy. So you guess the cost will come further down the line for society for teenage pregnancies, certainly for unwanted teenage pregnancies. I agree we should give free condoms in schools. It'll save a lot of misery and taxpayer money. Give them free contraceptive pills too as well. Why do we say send them to Jerby when the prison was in Douglas? They say send them to Douglas. Isle of Man, say Isle of Man prison, not Jerby. I do apologise to everybody on the Brittany and everywhere else. There are other places in Jerby apart from the prison, by the way. Please, can someone challenge David Ashford concerning his stand against issuing COVID vaccination certificates? He seems to think that he would be issuing a certificate to say that you would not get it nor spread it post-vaccine. This is not the point. Very shortly, people will be asking for proof that people have had the vaccine. Simply that they have had the vaccine. If the Isle of Man doesn't issue a certificate that we've received the vaccine, we could be unable to travel because everyone else can provide receipt of vaccine except for Manx people. And in fact, there are some legal letters going around at the moment concerning border control and inoculation certificates. This is basically two categories, but a number of people are alarmed about the express suggestion there could be a formal COVID-19 vaccine requirement for entry into the Isle of Man, relating to two categories of people, Manx residents and also non-Manx residents as well. So an interesting point of view, and of course that's something we'll follow regarding the certification. So really two questions. If vaccination is not going to be mandatory, do you think those people who have been vaccinated merit having the piece of paper that can show they have had the vaccine? This is going to go down all sorts of cul-de-sacs, but I think you know what I'm saying. Let's hope Isle of Man households don't abuse the Christmas holidays by bringing over UK family for a few days without isolating. They think that nobody will check them. We've gone through that a few months ago. In fact, we had one of our instant polls on the Man in Line about basically do you advocate telling on people, dobbing people in, bubbling people up, grassing on people, whatever. And most people said, yes, we should do it. In fact, very quickly, people came to that conclusion. And our unrepresentative straw poll on the Man in Line said, yes, I would be happy to do it. And people were. And we are where we are. And certain people have said that the Isle of Man is an island of sanity in a sea of madness where COVID's concerned. Just look at what's happening elsewhere and just imagine the sort of lives people are leaving. In the summertime, Jersey seemed to be fine. People wandering around, people coming in from the UK with their traffic light system. Now, 536 cases. Pubs, clubs, restaurants closed until the 4th of January in Jersey. A petition from parents to close the schools now. And you heard what the view of their government is. Maybe the parents' child allowance could be ring-fenced for sanitary products when children reach a certain age. After all, it's about looking after the children's welfare. The child welfare should be reduced as the child gets older and free products given to the children, says Paul. It's a question that lots of people are talking about. Ever since we did the Man in Line at Ballacombe, many people have sent emails in to me just talking about the fact that they find it incredible that young women simply can't afford sanitary products and then have to miss school because of it. And also the fact that a head of sixth form and a man to boot is purchasing them for his pupils. Some mention was there was a collection in the classroom, in the staff room. 40-odd pounds a week is being paid by members of staff at Ballacombe for sanitary products for young female students there. No mandatory vaccines, says Tony, but without it, your life will become difficult, if not unbearable. I don't agree with the idea that the anti-vaxxers should be put into social exile and segregated from other people, but I do believe the army is at hand to encourage vulnerable anti-vaxxers to be injected. They better not come near me, says Tony. Sounds like a threat, Tony, to me. I don't know where you get the information about the army. It's not social media. Please tell me it's not social media. Can I just caution? Not everything on social media is the truth. In fact, usually not much is the truth. Regarding condoms in school, says Ed, what a shame that children have lost the innocence they should enjoy in childhood. I agree, Ed, but I think we're probably about 40 years too late with that concern. So they want free contraception in schools. Why? Well, you put two and two together, anonymous correspondent. They don't know how long the vaccine will last, so what value a certificate when the cover may have lapsed in 6 months? Well, they've been testing and testing and testing the vaccines for months and months and months. I guess it depends what sort of person you are. If you're the sort of person who mistrusts somebody who says this vaccine will work, then you will draw your own conclusions. If you're a sort of person who decides, well, vaccines have been around for 60-odd years, and they seem to have worked pretty well so far. There's not much polio around the world, smallpox, TB. And when you do go to exotic locations, you do still have to have jabs for cholera, yellow fever, dengue and what have you. It depends on your view of what vaccines are, but if the vaccine were available and you didn't have the vaccine, would you then resent somebody who did have the vaccine being able to flourish a piece of paper to say, I've had the vaccine? And if you, in not having the vaccine, were then prevented into going to certain jurisdictions when the borders open, if you wanted to go, let's just say, for example, to the Balearic Islands, to Mallorca, to Ibiza, Menorca, or southern Spain, if suddenly Spain said, no vaccination certificate, you're not coming in. How would you feel about that? COVID vaccines are rushed, experimental, and unlicensed, says this correspondent. It's Peter in Glenmay again. The state and the mainstream media want to silence anyone who points this out. Where are they hiding? I certainly will not be having it. Hey, Peter, this mainstream media encourages you to call the man in line. Call 66 13 68, Peter in Glenmay. Just tell us why you think you don't trust vaccines. The mainstream media is open to you, Peter. If you believe me, that is. Sue, I think it's common sense to issue confirmation of vaccine, otherwise Isle of Man residents could be at a disadvantage. I want a certificate if I have the vaccination, says Sue. If you have the vaccination, will you want a certificate? I think details of what it actually is in the vaccine would help people come to a decision whether or not they want to take it or not. Let's be honest, we're in strange times. Crikey, Ted, you can say that again. This is Ted in Oncom. Straight times in the world at the minute. The more clarity on things, the better. Some vaccines have caused harm to people in the past. People need to feel secure in taking new vaccines that have been rushed through. Ted, your point of view, however, if they'd said it's going to take another 6 months and in the meantime we have to live with what we have, would you be happy about that? How long? 6 months? A year? 2 years? Condoms in school to ensure 1 + 1 doesn't equal 3. Clever. Surely if condoms are provided in school, it would promote promiscuity. Nub of the question, really, which comes first, promiscuity or teenage pregnancy? And where does a condom fit into the equation? COVID PCR test is flawed, says Rob. It's not the gold standard. In Portugal, they've challenged the government and won. Not everything on mainstream media or the radio is the truth. Let me just check. The only constant since March has been the propaganda and scaremongering. Your freedom is your God-given right. Hey, Rob! Number 844 mobile. Give us a call. Tell us why you think that. It'd be really nice to hear what you have to say. Val's with us now. Good afternoon, Val.
Good afternoon. I'm just phoning to say I'm very pro the vaccine.
And will you be having the vaccine as soon as it's offered?
I will. Yes.
Do you think we should have vaccination certificates, Val?
Yes, I think that will come so that when you it shows them in England and they're sort of the size of a credit card and you just take it with you, particularly if you're going abroad. I think you might end up in a situation where you may be, you know, wherever abroad and God forbid you get COVID or you take ill and then they test you and they say, have you had the vaccine? And you say no. And I think you could really have a problem.
Do you think this is the back door to a Big Brother, though? Have it carrying your medical details with you all the time?
Well, I don't think when you're here you'd have to. But like if you're in the States and Canada and places, you always have to carry a driver's license. It's offensive if you don't, whereas we don't here, or I don't anyway. And I don't know many people that do. But I think there's something as important as COVID. Then I think, yes, I would certainly have it. Yeah.
And if what about the people who don't have the people who choose not to have the vaccine and they don't have a certificate? What happens if they're disadvantaged?
Well, you could say it's their choice. It's not compulsory to have it, but I personally would have it. And I'm actually a retired nurse and I may be going to be doing some of the vaccines. I've got to, you know, do a bit of the training and then doing it. So I'll be giving it and I'm very pro it.
Have you vaccinated anybody in the past, Val?
Not with COVID, obviously, because that's the first injection today. Yes, I have. I was school nursing down in Plymouth and we had 54,000 vaccines to do for meningitis, followed by 24,000 to do for diphtheria. Again, it wasn't compulsory, but most people had it.
Why do you think some people are against vaccines, Val?
I think sometimes they're scared of the side effects. And I mean, the reason being, too, it's a very new vaccine, obviously. So it's not tried and tested, as they say. But obviously, a lot of people in the trials have had it. And I haven't heard of any adverse reactions myself, but you know, I'm not following all the vaccines, but obviously in medical journals they will be, etc. But you could say everything has a risk. You know, people have other vaccines and they have bad reactions, etc. It's a fact of life. Some people are allergic to certain things. So,
okay, Val, it's always helpful to get the word of a professional. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
17 minutes to one.
This is the Isle of Man talking. The man in line.
Anything on your mind, call text 166177, call 661368, email studio at maxradio.com. Sorry, I got my scripts the wrong way around there. The new vaccine can save your life, but you can still catch it and still pass it on. So masks on the boat are here to say. Ask the Chief Minister if a certificate won't alter anything, says Dick. If you have the vaccine, you can still pass it on. Obviously, the anti-vaxxers would rather risk getting COVID than risk a vaccination. It's a case of what you prefer to take your chances on, says this correspondent. Normal vaccines usually take more time due to a lack of resources. The issues with this COVID vaccine, money has not been a problem.
The minister said in his answer that if developers want to develop a building, all they've got to do is ask the department.
Yeah, that's the words of Laurie Hooper, who's been having his say on brownfield sites in the Isle of Man. Brownfield sites, and what's going to happen with them?
Manx Radio, the nation's Christmas station.
The only station we listen to at the North Pole.
Christmas is a stress-free zone at ShopRite this year. Everything's in our mouth-watering 20-page brochure showcasing the very best of Sainsbury's. And your famous quality turkey, goose or duck can be sorted right now from our order form. Pick up in-store or download from manxshoprite.com. Choose your meat and tell us the day and store that's best for collection. Email or drop the form into your local store and then just collect and cook. ShopRite. Proudly locally owned.
We make oil heating easy with our range of services. Whether it's our free smart tank monitoring systems or just our efficient all-island deliveries, Ellen Vanning Fuels has it covered. Call us on 844-000 to find out more.
Have you heard about the magical events this Christmas in Douglas Town Centre? There's late night shopping every Thursday with the last late night on Wednesday the 23rd. Pop by the Christmas Artisan Island on the weekend of the 12th and 13th. Visit the Christmas Live Nativity on Thursday the 17th. Plus free parking at Shawsbrow and Bottleneck car parks on Thursday evenings and at weekends. Also, don't miss the Christmas Stage Show extravaganza on the 19th of December. Keep up to date. Search Douglas Town Centre Management on Facebook. I'm Douglas. I am Christmas.
Your business can grow its market share four times faster when you use the radio. Be heard by nearly 49,000 islanders over 13 weeks. Call us on 682 600. Manx Radio is proud to support Manx businesses and communities.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love bought for us 8 cement mixers, 7 bathroom mirrors, 6 slabs for laying, 5 bright chrome handles, 4 panel doors, 3 augers, 2 tap hole basins, and a Haldane Fisher bathroom.
For timber, tools, doors and more, call Ramsey on 815441 or Douglas on 624466. Everything you need to improve your home at Haldane Fisher. See online or visit your nearest branch in Douglas or Ramsey.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good to have you along. The government, says Big Joe, will be forced to issue certificates in the long run, so why not when it's been done? Says Joe. You think so? Do them straight up. Maybe they're being printed as we speak. You never know. Certificates could easily be copied or forged. There must be another way to prove that it's been administered, says suing Kurt Michael. Well, you could always put a franc on it, couldn't you? You could always put like a seal on it where the paper's indented, and then you couldn't forge it. You couldn't copy it if it didn't have that on, or you put a watermark through it. That's easily remedied, really, but you have to ask yourself, why would somebody want to forge a vaccination certificate? What would that say about them? My little cousin is a scientist for Oxford. He assures me, says Cy, that it's very safe and any side effects are usually sorted out with a couple of paracetamol. I assume if you're allergic to paracetamol, you take ibuprofen or aspirin. Anyway, thank you, Cy, for that insight, family insight into it as well. The cornerstones of our fight against COVID are testing, tracing and vaccination and isolation. Unfortunately, it would seem our testing capacity is now compromised with Dr. Glover withdrawing from the DHSC negotiations. Is that the case, or is our tracing and isolation weapon against COVID? No substantive comment at the moment, says H. Well, we try to get, in fact, we are trying to get a hold of Rachel Glover, who seems very active on Twitter, and we'll hopefully have a word from Rachel Glover later on today. Any chance that some of the anti-vaccine folk also believe the Earth is still flat, says Alan. If I have a vaccine, does it mean I catch COVID? If I catch COVID, I can't spread it to others. These are all questions we'll be putting to the Chief Minister. And also, between now and Christmas, the remaining members of COMIN will be on the Man in Line. Yesterday it was Geoffrey Boot, Environment, Food and Agriculture was on. This coming Friday, the Enterprise Minister, Lawrence Skelly, will be on as well. Between now and Christmas, Alfred Cannon, Treasury Minister, the man with the money. And heaven knows what's happened. all the money that's been spent between March and now. David Ashford will be on, the Health and Social Care Minister, accompanied by the Director of Public Health, Henrietta Ewart, will be on as well. We're hoping to get the Chief Minister on. I think his timetable is busier than most at the moment. I'm of an age, says Norman, to remember having a certificate for smallpox. I was stationed in Hong Kong, and I went to Japan for a holiday by ship. On return, we anchored in the bay. A yellow flag was flown to indicate we had to require inspection by the health authorities. If you didn't have a certificate, you could not go on land in Hong Kong. No certificate, no land in Hong Kong. This is not a new thing. Vaccination proof, certificates, it happens. If you look in, maybe you've got some in your passport if you've been travelling to the Far East, certainly to South America. Does free contraception not encourage sex in young people? Should there not be more emphasis on discouraging youthful sex? This is suing Kurt Michael. And again, this is just what you believe, what you think about young people, and perhaps you were a young person once yourself. The world is as it is, and the world certainly has changed in the past 40 years, and certainly sexual images are more available than ever before. Reason? The internet. So asking young people not to see sexual images is like pushing water uphill. They're available all the time, far more available than they ever were. Look on television, all the time on television. Look at the sexual imagery of women and of young men as well. So do we think the time has now come that we should have free contraception available in our high schools to sixth formers? It's a thought. And Sue's point is, free contraception, does that encourage sex between young people? Maybe the emphasis on discouraging youthful sex, on education rather than prevention. Hello, this is Mick. Thank you, Mick. Vaccine. According to Dr. Hillary on TV this morning, the vaccine doesn't stop you getting the virus and doesn't stop you transmitting the virus. It may stop any serious effects of the virus. I mentioned this coming Thursday, we're live at QE2 school. I'm really, really looking forward to going to QE2. It's our final high school broadcast of the year. And we were there with the man in line 4 days. It was the Thursday. I remember it so vividly before COVID arrived, or before the lockdown arrived and the state of emergency. This was one of the comments passed at the time at QE2 school in March of this year.
It's quite interesting because people see it on the news and you think, oh, it won't affect me, but they don't, you know, perhaps they didn't understand or they wouldn't expect. I know I wouldn't have expected it to get to the situation it's in, despite, you know, on the global scale, the relatively small number of cases, the financial impact has had, you know, FTSE 100 going down, Dow Jones saying it's a bear market now.
So does coronavirus, does it bother you on a daily basis?
Do
you
think I'm personally not worried. I am quite worried for the Isle of Man population if it does come over here, because I know we have a very elderly population, and in Italy they have a very quite high elderly population, and that's why their fatality rate, or the mortality rate, I can't remember which one's which, is quite high compared to the rest of the world. So I'd be scared about the impact that would have on the elderly here and keeping them safe. So I'm quite reserved in the fact that, you know, we're a small island, relatively few. I think it's 25 cases have been tested, 0 have come back positive.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that's the case, and I'd wish it to stay that way.
Crikey, and that was one of the voices just before COVID on the Isle of Man. That's mid-March of this year, and the voices of students from QE2. And back there on Thursday. We're like lambs following the sheep. Britain aren't giving out certificates because you've had the vaccine. So it wouldn't happen here. Just get on with, have your vaccine and hope you stay safe, says Henry. Lots of emails and texts in today. The festoon lights are as much the promenade heritage as the horse trams are, yet they spend thousands on the horse trams and get rid of the lights that have been shining since the 1940s. I think it's a bad show from Douglas Corporation, in my opinion. Sinbad, I don't think that's his real name, by the way. Texter 852. We'll know what happens next year. I mean, the prom's not going to be finished until the end of May next year, so that presumably is when the lights come on. We don't know. The new lights may be absolutely wonderful. They may be absolutely stunning. Now it's dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's very easy to see the festoon lights on Douglas Head, you know, the string of pearls that goes across from Douglas Head right up to where Foggy's restaurant used to be. And they look sensational, still look terrific and visible from right across Douglas Bay. Heaven forbid that they ever get rid of the festoon lights on Douglas Head Road as well. These are the same kids that want to be treated as an adult. So let them be responsible adults and go to Tesco and buy their own condoms, says Gary. The other vaccines are designed for lethal diseases such as smallpox. But COVID has over a 99% survival rate, says Tommy. If COVID is so dangerous, why do you need a test to find out if you have it or not? I don't trust hurried vaccines that have been through the usual protocols and safety steps, like time trials. This hasn't been tested on the infirm. I may have it in a year or so, but I'm not. I don't want to be a guinea pig, says Tommy. No. Quite right, Tommy. The recovery rate from COVID is very high compared to other diseases. It just depends. I don't know. This is a general point, really. You don't feel that the goalposts have changed, that the field of play has changed now since COVID arrived earlier on this year. When it comes to vaccine, the safety and efficacy data parts of the development process weren't skipped. The timeline wasn't compressed. So what was compressed is the manufacturing part, which has been done in parallel to the studies and typically not invested in until safety and efficacy are established. I understand that the importance of this is Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. I understand the importance of condoms and sanitary wear for young girls. But I'd just like to ask, is this issue more to do with people's priorities when these children are walking around with iPhones costing up to £1,000, says Jeff. Good point, Jeff. I mean, most people don't pay £1,000 for an iPhone. They get one on a contract and pay through the nose over 4 years. But that's another point. But we take your point. Insurance companies will make sure you have to have the vaccine or no insurance going on holiday. Just wonder why the government say no claim against the powers that be if it goes wrong. Well, now insurance companies run the world, of course. That's why we've got so much health and safety legislation. So I suppose if the insurance companies do say no vaccine, no health insurance when you go travelling, then everybody has to sit up and take notice. If you want to get in touch out of hours, email maninline at manxradio.com. Call the answer phone on 682-631. Thanks to our studio producer today, Barry Redfern. I'm Andy Wynn. Back at 12 midday tomorrow.